You know, when you say ulama ummati, you can come and sit here, no? When you say ulama ummati, come be Ibn Israel, and also insist that the Prophet should not be like this, mentioned in this tradition, then you stop the way for prophethood. The fact is that those who are like the prophets of Israel are no less than prophets. This is an inferiority complex of which the whole ummah is suffering, unfortunately. They are a better ummah than any ummah that ever came. They have been revealed the best of messages. Their station is much higher than any people who passed in before Anu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if they resemble someone before them, they resemble in a better sense, not in a lower and inferior sense. The proof for this is that exactly the same word kama is used in relation to Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam resembling Hazrat Moses. It doesn't mean that he just resembles but is not as great as he was. It's exactly the opposite. Kama is used for denoting similarity, but he is far superior. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has solved this problem for us by saying, "Hum huwe khair-e umam, tujhse hi hai khair-e rusul, tere badhne se kadam aage badhaya hum." That we are the best of the people because you are the best of the leaders. It was you who went forward first, and then we followed step by step. So the followers are Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffering from this complex that the very best has been finished forever. And even if Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them that there will be among you my followers who would be like the prophets of Israel, they say, "Oh yes, we would be like them, but not, you know, the ones, of course. We're too small, too humble to be raised to such a status. In comparison to Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are too humble to be equated with his followers." This is the truth. This is the true position. Not the other way down. And this was understood by Hazrat Moses himself much better than the mullah of today. And this was related by no less that person than Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. In the tradition, he tells us that when the glory of Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed to Hazrat Moses, he insisted and beseeched Allah that make me the prophet of that ummah. So Allah said, "No, it can't be, because his ummah would have its own prophets." That was the answer, which is still recorded in that tradition. And then he said, "All right, if not that, if it has to be that ummah, make me one of that ummah." So then God replied, "No, it can't happen, because you are before and they would be after you. That cannot happen." Then he said, "All right, I don't want to be a prophet. Just make me one of the ummah." That was the status of Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed to him, so that he desired to be just one of the ummah, not as a prophet. And when Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that ulama ummati kam bi Ibn Israel, the same ulama say, "No, they would not be equal, of course. They would be much inferior. It is just by way of endearment. They are degrading the ummah. They are degrading the status of Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And telling us that we are insulting. The shoe is on the other foot. The fact is that it is only Ahmadis who know the true status and the height status of Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this has been revealed in this verse of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wa sallam, which I have just quoted. So ulama ummati ka anbiya bani Israel is a continuous, lasting prophecy which will continue to hold good until the time when Allah would decide that there is no pious man left on earth, so the whole mankind should be wiped out. That would be the final day for the mankind. But before that, people would appear. And now if you look back in reality, pragmatically at the history of Islam, choose and pick any of the great saints of Islam, and truly and honestly begin to compare them with the older prophets of Israel. The older prophets appear to be pygmies before these high personalities like Ibn Arabi, like Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi, like Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and leaving them alone, go back to the time of Sahaba. Just there are humble servants who are completely ignored by the people of the world, yet they were so great in status. For instance, Bilal, he was no less than a prophet of previous times. And what was the status of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Usman and Hazrat Umar? I'm surprised at these people. They degrade the Ummah, and they're suffering from extreme inferiority complex, and there yet they turn to us and say, you are insulting by telling that Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Ummah is so great. It is they who are insulting Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not we. So that type of prophets, who would be similar in nature to the older prophets of Israel, have been coming before and will continue to come. Nobody can stop them. And this is the promise as contained in مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Yet, why are they not called the prophets, while the status is mentioned to be the same? This is the only argument which has to be gone into and should be discussed and found out the answer to. This is the problem. Coming of prophets is no problem. That type of prophets would continue to come. But why will they not be called prophets? What is the secret? And why there appears to be only one who would be also called the prophet? That is the question which has to be studied at some detail. And as far as I have understood this phenomena, I have told that before and discussed it at many places. In my opinion, when Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the definition of prophethood was enlarged and raised in station. All the previous prophets, as compared to him, were just ulama, because it was the first time that a global message was revealed. It was the first time that a lasting message was revealed. So if that was the prophet, the earlier ones as compared to him could not be called a prophet. But because he had not come, so they were the makeshifts. They filled in the blanks because there was the true claimant was not there as yet. When he came, the very definition of prophethood got changed. After him, such people were holding small offices and regional offices and tribal offices and temporary offices could not be called prophets, because now the prophet was global and everlasting. So only that one could be called a prophet in the fashion of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose message was to be global, who was to create a community of lasting nature, to fight out the battle of Islam all over the world and till the end of the day. Such a man is Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi wasallam. No other can be compared with him. That it is so obvious. Go to the history of Islam and find out. No saint ever claimed to be a global messenger or made a movement, worldwide movement, which was global in nature, and no one was lasting in effect. So this is why he was chosen to be given the name prophet, as well as he was a prophet, subordinate prophet of course. That is a condition applicable to every prophet. So the prophets would come like they had been coming before. From ulama ummati ka anbiya'i bani Israel, you can infer this. This is the true inference. That like prophets were coming before, so would come in my ummah. But they will not be called prophets. They would be ulama. Why? Because the definition of prophet has changed after I have come. This is inherent message in this. So nobody says that no prophet can come. What we can say is that the prophet that who can be called a prophet in the fashion of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he can also come if he is told to ever come. But that there has to be a prophecy about him. What we say is not that we negate the possibility. This is totally wrong. What we say is that as far as we know, Ahadrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has only prophesied about one person who would be prophet in stature as well as would be named a prophet. Such a man, as we read the traditions, we find only one. So if Allah chooses to send another one, it will be the responsibility of the other one to prove that he has also been mentioned in hadith, in the words of Ahadul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if he does that, he is most welcome. The office as such has not finished. This is wrong. As long as any shade covered by the same definition continues to exist, we can't say the office of prophethood is finished. Office has not finished, only one branch appears to have ended because we don't see a mention of another of such a branch. The rest of the branches would continue to flourish. If there is still...
Mujahideen and ulama is simultaneously in different parts of the world.
There can be.
Not global at that time.
Yes, they were not global, yes. They're quite right. And they were no less than prophets. Prophets, as we understand the office in the light of the previous history. That is what we should say.